Boy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And once again, I want to plug a novel that I just wrote that's just been published by Speaking Volumes Publishing, called Milwaukee Jihad, J-I-H-A-D. Had a lot of fun writing it. I think you'll have a lot of fun reading it, a lot of history in it. And the premise is that ISIS decides to launch a 9/11 style attack on our capital during the State of the Union speech, which is coming up on March 1. And spoiler alert, this time it doesn't work and they make a fatal mistake. Anyway, a lot of fun writing it. Hope you have a lot of fun reading it. Available anywhere books are sold. Matthew Flynn, Milwaukee Jihad, J-I-H-A-D. Just released by Speaking Volumes Publishing. I want to follow up on our Ukraine discussion. It's absolutely the vital subject of the day. And I'll give you some final thoughts and an historical perspective on what's going on. Putin gave a speech the other day that was chilling and that it disturbed most intelligence analysts in the West. Because he gave a fake history, an alternative history of Ukraine and Russia. And he said that Ukraine was always part of Russia, that it's simply a fake construct by Nazis and the West, and he wants it back. The subtext is he's looking to reestablish a Slavic empire that's not just Ukraine, but also Poland, Lithuania, and a lot of Eastern Europe. And he's planning to do it, he thinks, because he has nothing to offer in terms of culture or economically, but he can do it by threat of use of nuclear weapons. I mean, in a nutshell, that's what's going on. He is a murderer. He is a sociopath and a thief, a torturer. He may not be a psychopath, which means that he may not fully intend to use these weapons. But what is the reality of this? First of all, Ukraine is older than Russia. Ukraine, there's evidence back in the 9th century, in the 8th century, of populations there. They had an Orthodox church there back about 1,200 years ago. Russia at that time was a forest, and the embassy, the American embassy in Ukraine, put out a troll. They trolled Russia and they said, well, here are the pictures and here's Ukraine back then and here's Russia, and Russia was just a bunch of trees. Ukraine predated Russia. Ukraine became part of Poland. Part of Poland. That's where it was. And in 1795, roughly, the Ruskies and the Prussians and the Austrians went in and carved up Poland. And Poland disappeared from the map until 1917, right after the First World War. Briefly free till the Nazis got it, then briefly free till Soviet Union got it, and not free again until 1989, 1990, 1991. So this was not a creation of the West, Ukraine. As a matter of fact, before you start throwing around the word Nazi, Putin, remember something. Your country, Russia, under Stalin, allied with the Nazis. Stalin and Hitler were allies. And they were allies. They were going to divide up Poland. That was Stalin's prize. And then Hitler would basically be insulated on his eastern flank. Hitler was a psychopath. If he'd had nuclear weapons, he would have used them. And he turned around and invaded Russia. It was then that Russia whined and sniveled and said, oh, the West, U.S., we've always been with you. We like you. We like you. Of course, they also stole nuclear secrets from us, which is how they got nuclear weapons. So we went and we fought in World War II. And that saved Russia, among other other countries. And now they're saying that Ukraine is a creation of what? Nazis? It was always part of Russia? No, Russia was a forest. Ukraine was a country. It's part of Poland. But it doesn't matter in a sense, because if Putin says these things, the rabble in Russia, that's all they see on TV, the rabble will look at this and say, okay, Putin just canceled the Minsk Accords. We're entitled to Ukraine, and inferentially, we're entitled to Poland again. And we'll go back and redivide it the way we did in 1795. That is in the back of your mind. Keep that in the back of your mind. That is what is going on. My read on this guy is that he is not going to go into a NATO country. He's not stupid enough to do that. Biden has shown resolve. If Trump were president again, he would do it. But we stand tall with NATO, and that's number one. Number two, I think NATO and the U.S. have got to get together and say, we are going to throw them off the SWIFT system, throw them off the banking system. So every shopkeeper, everybody in every small village, every housewife, everybody tries to go in and cash a check, and they can't do it in Russia, and they can't get money, and they can't buy food, because they don't have a companion auxiliary system. And we've got to block their access to U.S. dollars, impose export control on semiconductors, stop them from borrowing money on the secondary markets as well as the primary markets. That's my take. We're going to the lines. The lines are alive. We're going to start with Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling, Mark. What's on your mind? Mark from the SAC, my friend. Okay, if Mark ever comes on, that's great. And then we have somebody else on the line. Okay, guys, if you can get him on, get him on. Otherwise, we're going to go to another topic. This is vital here in Wisconsin. A headline in the Wall Street Journal yesterday says, Wisconsin GOP suicide watch. That's a headline in the Wall Street Journal. What they're talking about is that the governor race on the Republican side has blown up. With his fellow Ramthan from Campbellsport getting in. And here's the reporting in the Wall Street Journal. This has gotten national publicity. It says that Ramthan has put in a 72-page presentation full of specious claims. Specious is a fancy word for false, for lying. And they quote some of it. Okay, now we're going back to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Gene? Gene of Eau Claire, thanks for calling. Can you hear us? Okay, apparently we're having trouble with the lines.
Yeah, Matt, let me look in to see what's going on here.
Yeah, good. Anyway, the Wall Street Journal article goes on to say, here's Ramthan's paper. He says, 2020 was a statistical impossibility. It was statistically impossible for Trump to lose. And then they say, as evidence, Ramthan cites, quote, stuff like this. This is in the journal. Quote, since 1892, no incumbent who has gained votes has lost re-election. Since 1892, no incumbent who has gained votes has lost re-election. The idea being that Trump got 71 million votes in 2020, more than he did in 2016, so therefore he should have won. Word, Biden got 81 million. Trump actually got 74 million. Biden got 81 million. And the Wall Street Journal says in 2020, there was a huge turnout. Suburbanites rejected Trump. There was major ticket splitting. And in some wards, 10.5% of Biden votes went Republican down ballot. In other words, Republican voters in some wards, 10% of them voted for Biden. That's how he won. That's how he won. And everybody who's looked at that election agrees. Now, why am I bringing this up? There are three bad candidates on the Republican side. There is Rebecca Clayfish, the Duchess of Foxconn, Lady Clayfish, married to the Duke of Waukesha, Lord Clayfish. In any event, she is a bad candidate. She's a very bad candidate, lightweight, cheerleader for Walker on Foxconn. No original ideas, no heft, no gravitas, no experience. No experience. And then you have this Nicholson. This Nicholson is a piece of work. He just came out of the woods somewhere, out of left field, shoots his mouth off, getting nothing. And then there's Ramphin, who is, has said QAnon things. He's from Campbellsport and wants to reverse the 2020 election. That's what he's running on. This is sick. This is a sick party. The Wall Street Journal has correctly looked at this and said the Republican Party is committing suicide. We're going to break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.